we began a this morning we began a new class on the flesh and the spirit, and I would encourage you to come. If you're not one who regularly attends Bible class, come and be in one of our Bible classes. I'm excited about this particular study. Unlike any other creature God made, human beings are moral beings. Things touch us that don't touch other creatures of God. My son and my daughter-in-law are here with us, and they brought the dog Fred that I often refer to with them. Fred is not a moral being. Things don't bother him like they do human beings. We're moral beings, unlike any other creature of God's making. But we're free moral beings. What that means is that we're not made inclined to do right, or we're not made inclined to do wrong. It's totally and utterly and completely up to us as to whether we are going to use our free moral agency to serve right or wrong, to serve God or the devil, or as the scripture talks about, the flesh and the spirit. And what we're going to be doing in our class is to look at what's involved in serving the flesh. We're going to talk about the manifest, the evident works of the flesh, so that we can make the right choice and not do things we should not do and start doing the things that we ought to do. Put on the spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So we'd encourage you to come and to be with us in that Bible class if you can. I think it will be time well spent. We definitely need to make the right choice, because our soul depends upon it, and the souls of those we love depend on it as well. So come and be with us if you possibly can. Take your Bible, if you would, and turn to Exodus 18:13. Exodus 18:13. This morning, I'm going to preach two lessons related to the same subject, which is the idea of stress. And this morning, the title is Each One Will Bear His Own Load. Exodus 18:13-24 will be the basis of this lesson this morning. I want to share it with you. Exodus 18:13. It came about the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood about Moses from morning until the evening. Now when Moses' father-in-law saw that all he was doing for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you're doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and judge all the people? Why do you sit alone as judge and all the people stand about you from morning until evening?" Then Moses said to his father-in-law, "It's because the people come to me to inquire of God when they have a dispute. It comes to me and I judge between a man and his neighbor and make known the statutes of God and his laws." Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you are doing is not good. You will surely wear out both yourself and these people who are with you, for the task is too heavy for you. You cannot do it alone. Now listen to me. I will give you counsel, and God be with you. You be the representative, people's representative before God, and you bring the disputes to God. Then teach them the statutes and the laws, and make known to them the way in which they are to walk and to work, then the work they are to do. Furthermore, you'll select out of all the people, able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them as leaders of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, or tens. Let them judge the people at all times. Let it be that every major dispute they will bring to you, but every minor dispute they themselves will judge. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. If you do this thing as God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all these people will also go to their place in peace." So Moses listened to his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Life ever stressful for you? There are times when it doesn't happen to me very often. I remember when I was a kid, they used to talk about the idea of having a nervous breakdown a lot. And I've never had a nervous breakdown, but there's been a couple times in my life where I have really wanted to run down my street at my house, kicking and crying and pulling out what little hair I have left. I've wanted to do that. I've not given into that. But the reality is, is that life, number one, is stressful. Make no mistake about it. If you look at Exodus 18, verse 18 there, what Jethro was telling Moses was, this task is heavy for you. It's a burden. It's a load. What is the idea of stress? When I think about stress is it's something that weighs on you, that weighs you down, that puts pressure on your shoulders. And that's what life is. There's no doubt about it. Life is stressful. In 2 Corinthians, keep your finger there in Exodus 18 because we'll constantly refer to that. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4, in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4, Paul makes a simple point that we all know. Indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan. Why? Because we're burdened. Indeed, while we're in this tent, we groan being burdened. Life is stressful. There are burdens in life we must bear. Let me suggest to you, number two, that some stress is good. Some stress is good. We need to bear burdens. Look at Psalm 66, verse 8. Psalm 66, verse 8. God created life so that there's stress in it. And as a result, there's good to be had from stress. We need to be the kind of people that can bear burdens and do so well. Psalm 66 and verse 8 says, bless our God, O peoples, and sound His praise abroad, who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip. For You have tried us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You have laid oppressive burdens upon our loins. See, here's talking about God. God has given us burdens to bear. You made men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet You brought us out into a place of abundance. Here's a perfect example of how God allows us to be burdened for our good. In Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 27. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 27. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. There's a reason why life is not always easy. Why there are burdens to bear. Because it helps us, it develops us, it trains us. It makes us better human beings than we'd otherwise be. If you look at 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 28. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28. Here's a perfect example of how pressure is a good thing. 2 Corinthians 11, 28. Paul's talking and he says, there is the daily pressure, on me of concern for all the churches. There's the daily pressure on me, concern for all the churches. Who is weak without me being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern? It is good for us to bear burdens, to have some stress. And God expects us to do our part and bear our own burdens. If you look back at Exodus 18 again, look at Exodus 18 again. There's things that God requires us to do, and we need to bear those burdens. Take care of our business. In Exodus 18 it says, Jethro again talking to his son-in-law, he says, you be the people's representative before God, and you bring the disputes to God, then teach them the statutes and the laws and make to them known the way in which they are to walk and the work they are to do. So Moses had work to do. And I'm sure it wasn't easy. I'm sure being the leader of that many people out in the wilderness, that was burdensome. But that was the calling that God had given Moses, and God expected Moses to bear that burden. And that's where we get the title of this particular lesson, which comes directly from Galatians 6 and verse 5. Each one will bear his own load. We all have burdens. We all have responsibilities that are God-given, God-expected. And yes, they're stressful sometimes, but that's not always bad. God expects us to bear God-given burdens. But here's a very important point. When it comes to all that needs to be done, no single person can do it all. Go back to Exodus 18:18. Here again, Jethro is talking to his father-in-law. He says, the task is too heavy for you. You cannot do it alone. Here was one guy trying to do everything that needed to come to be done in terms of adjudicating justice between people who were disputing in this vast nation of Israel. It was too much for one person. Now, I think here is a very real truth. We can do a lot. And usually we can do a whole lot more than we imagine. But none of us can do everything. And when we try, that's when stress goes from being a good thing to being a bad thing. Because as our text makes it very clear, is too much stress wears us and others out. Look at Exodus 18:18 again. Exodus 18:18 again. Here Jethro talking to Moses says, you will surely wear out both yourself and these people who are with you. Moses, if you keep this up, you're going to burn out. And not only are you going to wear yourself out, but by you trying to do everything, something you can't possibly do, the people who are depending on you to do things are going to get exceedingly frustrated. And you're going to vex them and you're going to wear them out too. It's not good, brethren. It's not good for us to be stressed beyond our ability to bear. It's just not good. And that's what Exodus 18:17 says when Jethro's talking to his son-in-law. He says, the thing that you are doing is not good. Life is stressful, and some of that's good. And we have burdens that God expects us to bear. But no one person can do everything. And when we try, stress can wear us out. And others who are depending upon us to fulfill the responsibilities that we've taken on, but we can't possibly fulfill. And so when we get to a point where we want to run screaming down the road, pulling our hair out because we're just overburdened, that's not a good thing. Not a good thing. Let me summarize really what we've already talked about from a more modern perspective. It's interesting. I think the Bible says a lot about stress. Now, it doesn't use the word stress. In the New American Standard Bible, anyway, if you look up the word stress, you're not going to find it. But you're going to find the words burden and bearing and weight and many things that are all related to this subject. The Bible says a lot about it. And this is simply man acknowledging what God has been saying for thousands of years. I take this from an article from WebMD.com called Stress Symptoms. And this is just acknowledging what Jethro told Moses thousands of years ago. Stress affects us all. You may notice symptoms of stress. You may notice symptoms of stress when disciplining your kids. Is that ever stressful? During busy times at work, when managing your finances, or when coping with a challenging relationship. Stress is everywhere. And while a little stress is okay, some stress is actually beneficial. Too much stress can wear you down and make you sick, both mentally and physically, and I would add spiritually. The first step to controlling stress is to know the symptoms of stress, but recognizing stress symptoms may be harder than you think. Most of us are so used to being stressed, we often don't know we are stressed until we are at the breaking point. What is stress? From a medical perspective, stress is the body's reaction to harmful situations, whether they're real or perceived. When you feel threatened, a chemical reaction occurs in your body that allows you to act in a way to prevent injury. This reaction is known as fight or flight, or the stress response. During stress response, your heart rate increases, breathing quickens, muscles tighten, blood pressure rises. You've gotten ready to act. It is how you protect yourself. Stress means different things to different people. What causes stress in one person may be of little concern to another. Some people are better able to handle stress than others. And not all stress is bad. In small doses, stress can help you accomplish tasks and prevent you from getting hurt. For example, stress is what gets you to slam on the brakes to avoid hitting the car in front of you. That's a good thing. Our bodies are designed to handle small doses of stress, but we are not equipped to handle long-term chronic stress without ill consequences. I think that's exactly what Jethro was telling Moses. What are the symptoms of stress? Stress can affect all aspects of your life, including your emotions, behaviors, thinking ability, and physical health. No part of the body is immune, but because people handle stress differently, symptoms of stress can vary. Symptoms can be vague or maybe the same as those caused by medical conditions. You may experience any of the following symptoms of stress. And I've edited these lists for age and gender appropriateness. Emotional symptoms of stress include becoming easily agitated, frustrated, and moody. Feeling overwhelmed like you're losing control or need to take control. Having difficulty relaxing or quieting your mind. Feeling bad about yourself, low self-esteem, lonely, worthless, depressed, avoiding others. So there's some emotional symptoms of stress. Clearly we understand how these things are not good, as Jethro told Moses. Physical symptoms of stress include low energy, headaches, upset stomach, aches, pains, tense muscles, chest pain, rapid heartbeat, insomnia, frequent colds and infections, nervousness and shaking, ringing in the ears, cold or sweaty hands and feet, dry mouth and difficulty swallowing, clenched jaw and grinding teeth. So there's some physical symptoms, cognitive symptoms, mental symptoms, constant worrying, racing thoughts, forgetfulness and disorganization, inability to focus, poor judgment, being pessimistic or only seeing the negative side. You see how it's not good? Behavioral symptoms include changing in an appetite, whether either not eating or eating too much, procrastinating, avoiding responsibilities, using alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, exhibiting more nervous behavior such as nail biting, fidgeting, pacing. What are the consequences of long-term stress? A little stress every now and then is not something to be concerned about. Ongoing chronic stress, however, can cause or exacerbate many serious health problems, and that's why it is a spiritual problem as well as because of its emotional problems and the like. The chronic stress can cause or exacerbate the following serious health problems: mental health problems such as depression, anxiety, personality disorders, cardiovascular disease including heart disease, high blood pressure, abnormal heart rhythms, heart attacks and stroke, obesity and other eating disorders, skin and hair problems, gastrointestinal problems, and on and on and on and on. We talk a lot about stress, but I want us to understand the Bible does too. And while some is good, and there are burdens that we must bear, if we wear ourselves out through stress, we're no good for others or ourselves or for God and His service. And so what do we need to do? We need to learn what to do so we avoid wearing ourselves out with stress. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 6. I love the book of Ecclesiastes, one of my favorite studies of all. Brethren, life is stressful, but does that mean that life should be a miserable thing where we're no good to ourselves, much less anybody else? Absolutely not. Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 6 says, there is a proper time and procedure for every delight. In other words, if you want to rejoice in the Lord always, as the Scripture says that we should, there is a proper procedure that needs to be done in its proper time, and you will have every delight that God so richly intends us to have. Even though, as it says there, man's trouble is heavy upon him. So even though man's trouble is heavy upon him, the reality is, we should be rejoicing. We should not be stressed out, suffering physically, mentally, spiritually. So how do we get the grip that we need to have so stress is a blessing and not a curse? Let me suggest to you four things, and this morning's lesson will be to yours. This morning we're talking about how each one must bear his own load, and tonight we're going to talk about how we need to bear one another's burdens. But first of all, if we're going to avoid too much stress, we need to listen to trustworthy counselors and do as they say. Now, the most trustworthy counsel of all is, of course, God. Look at Matthew 11:28. This needs to be a verse, brethren. This needs to be a verse that we know and we believe and we take to heart and we allow God to bless us through. God is not the problem that stresses us down. He is the solution. Look at Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God knows people are stressed, they're burdened. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. What he's saying here is that stress is a part of everybody's life, but the way to bear it in such a way that it's a blessing, not a curse, is to take His yoke upon us. It's fitting. It's appropriate. Sin is not. Because His yoke is easy, and the idea there is kind. It alleviates suffering. It doesn't compound it. And my burden is light. That's a powerful passage, brother. Come to me. Are you weary? Are you heavy laden? Jesus says, come to me, all you who are such, and I will give you rest. Look at 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. God is the answer. He's not the problem. And it's so sad that so many people are so stressed, so burdened, and they look for answers everywhere but where they're really found, which is God and His Word. 1 John 5:3 says, this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And notice this, and His commandments are not burdens. When you do what anybody else says, contrary to the Word of God, that's when you're loading yourself down with a load of care. So if you don't want to burn yourself out, listen to God, learn what He has to say, and do it. And then find trustworthy brethren or trustworthy people who will help you to apply the counsel of God. Go back to Jethro again in Exodus 18 and verse 19, if you look there. Here was a fellow that could see in Moses what Moses was doing to himself and to his people. And out of love and concern, his father-in-law says to Moses, he says, listen to me. You're out of balance. You're doing too much. So he says there in verse 19, now listen to me, and I will give you counsel. And if you drop down to verse 23, Jethro says to Moses, if you do this thing and God so commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all these people also will go to their place in peace. So Moses listened to his father-in-law and did all that he said. And you know what? Because of Moses listening to Jethro, who was telling Moses what God wanted him to do, burdens were lifted from Moses' shoulders. He was able to do what he needed to do and yet still be a whole and fulfilled and happy and satisfied human being. So if you are weak and heavy laden, wearied and heavy laden, go to God, do what He says, and you will find the peace and the relief you're looking for. I believe that with every fiber of my being. Second thing we need to do is to get stronger so that we can bear more. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. Come to understand that as you get older and you get more responsible, life just gets heavier and heavier. But what does that mean? What that means is that God expects us, a lot more of us at 30 than He did at 20, at 40 than we did at 30, at 50 than He did at 40, at 60 than He did at 50. As we get older, we should be able to bear more. Why? Because as we are getting older, we are growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The analogy I use is this. You start out as a young adult being just a basic little pickup truck that's able to carry, 2,000 pounds of cargo. And then life happens, and all what happens? Well, all of a sudden, boom, another 1,000 pounds is put in the back of your truck. So what do you need to do to bear that? Do you need to get rid of the other 1,000? No, not necessarily. What you may need to do is get some new shocks and new struts. Do some things to your truck that will allow you to bear the burden. Does that make sense? And what if another 1,000 pounds comes along? It may be that you need to get a new truck. My point is simply this, that in life, the answer a lot of times is not to run away from burdens, it's to get stronger so you can bear them better. Because there are burdens in life that God expects us to bear. And the problem is not that God is asking too much of us. The problem is just that we've not allowed God to equip us to handle the load that's demanded of us. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8, it says, "We do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our what? Beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life." So what was the answer for that? To get more strength. Third thing, if you don't want to get too much stress, don't add to your burdens by sin. Sin is the problem, the thing that weighs us down. Just quickly give you several passages. Job chapter 7 and verse 20. Job 7 and 20. Job says, "Have I sinned? What have I done to you?" Talking to God, "O watcher of men, why have you set me as your target so that I am a burden to myself?" Job is sitting here. Have I done wrong? Have I in sin caused all this to come upon me? Have I done this to myself through sin? And a lot of times we bear burdens unnecessarily because of sin. Psalm 32 verse 3. Look at Psalm 32 verse 3. When we disobey God, it weighs us down. It makes life harder, not easier. As we talked about in Bible class, it may be that sin will give you a temporary relief. You may go out and drink and get drunk and feel better for the night, but you know what? You got to wake up in the morning and face the consequences of your foolish action the night before. Psalm 32 and verse 3 says, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all the day long, from day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. My wife talks about sometimes how a clear conscience has inescapable value. You know, when we go around doing what we know we shouldn't be doing, it's a burden. And burdens are lifted at Calvary. When we live consistent with the Creator of the universe, we live according to the Spirit and to the highest calling of man as revealed to us by God and His Holy Spirit through His Son and His teaching. That's when you can rejoice in the Lord and you can do more than you ever imagined possible and still rejoice in it all. Look at Psalm 38 and verse 4. "What weighs us down? My iniquities are gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they weigh too much for me." Finally, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 6, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 6, it's a New Testament concept. Don't make life any more burdensome than it has to be through sin. You don't need that. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 6 says, "For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women," what? "Weighed down with sins." And I would suggest to you there's two ways that sin weighs us down. Number one, it's in what we do. Look at Proverbs 19 and verse 19. For example, if we have a bad temper and we're not controlling it, what are we doing? We are burdening ourselves. Proverbs 19, 19 says, "A man of great anger will bear the penalty. For if you rescue him, you will only have to do it again." I know in my life, When I think about the things that I truly regret in life, things that made my life harder, so many times it had to do with things that I did when I was angry and I should not have been doing anything at all. So we make life harder than it has to be through sin by the things we do, but let me suggest to you also by the way we think. So often it's not what we have to do, it's the way we look at it that weighs us down. Look at Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 25. And this is so true, brethren. In so many respects, burdens are an inside job. It's not the things that we're doing that are weighing us down. It's the inappropriate way we look at them. That's why we should not worry. Worry does not change anything. It doesn't make anything better. It only makes things worse. And so, and what we're talking about with worry is not what we have to deal with in life. It's about the way we look at life. So it's a heart problem, a mind problem. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down. So if we don't want to stress out, listen and do what God and otherwise counselors say. Get stronger. Don't compound your burdens with sin, and then finally get help. Get help. If you are weary and heavy laden, get help from God, because He will abundantly provide for you. That's the good news. When God looks down at you and sees you weary and over on the brink of being overwhelmed, you know what? That touches God's heart. He cares about you. He loves you. He wants nothing but what's best for you. And what He's sitting there from heaven is doing, He's saying, listen to Me and I will help you. Do what I say and I will take care of the rest. You got a friend in Me. Look at Psalm 55 and verse 22. Psalm 55 and verse 22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and what will He do? He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. I tell you, that's good news. There's times in life when it gets hard and you feel like, I can't do this. And you're right, you can't do it alone, but you can do it with God. Cast your burden, God says, cast your burdens on Me and I'll sustain you. I will never allow you as a righteous person to be shaken. Look at chapter 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden. There's so many examples of that. The children of Israel were oppressed in the land of Egypt. They were burdened with this task of having to make bricks and produce buildings. Who lifted that burden? God did. When the walls of Jerusalem were broken down and trying to be rebuilt by those who had gone back to the land of promise after the captivity, they were burdened, but who lifted those burdens? God did. So if you are weary and you are heavily burdened, get help from God, because He is sitting there saying, I want desperately to help you. But because, as we've said in class, because you are a free moral agent, I'm not going to force myself on you. But if you want My help, I am there for you. I am an exceedingly near help in time of need. Use Me. I'll never let you down. And finally, we need to get help from other people. And this goes along with what we're going to talk about tonight. You know, I sometimes see elders that do too much. You sit there and say, you're wearing yourself out. Get help. What you're doing is deacon work. Let the deacons do that. You do the elder work. And then there are brethren who are overwhelmed. They're at the end of the rope. They're trying to do too much. And you say to them, we have deacons. They'll help you. Let them help you. And tonight we're going to talk about how when somebody reaches out to you for help, if you can do it, help them out. But that's for tonight, where we'll talk about how we must bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. But at this point, ask for help. Here's a very important point. Sometimes when we are overwhelmed, we don't want to ask for help because we don't want to be a burden to anybody. But the reality is that if you're not fulfilling your responsibility, you're already burdening people. If you're to a point where you can't accomplish everything you've taken on to do, you're letting people down. You're burdening them. And so get help so that instead of you being a greater burden to others, you'll be a lesser burden to others. And that's what Jethro was telling Moses in 18:21, Exodus 18:21. Select out able men. Let them judge every minor dispute. So it will be easier for you, and you will be able to bear and they will bear the burden with you. Like I said, that brings us into the next lesson, which is tonight. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Come back tonight and we'll finish this series of lessons. Talking about stress. Stress is a real part of life. Some of it's good, but if we don't handle it properly and wear ourselves out on others, We have a spiritual problem. So we need to do whatever we can do in order to bear as much as we can. And then having done all we can do, we need to learn when we can't do any more and give the rest to God and other people. Because, brethren, as we said at the very beginning, Moses couldn't do it all by himself, and none of us can either. Thank God that we have him and we have our brethren to bear our burdens with us. If you're here and you're not a child of God, please become one. If you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, confess your faith, repent of your sins, come forward and we'll baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Having come here lost, you can leave here saved. With the bright prospect of not only going to heaven when you die, but having a God who will teach you how to enjoy life in the meantime. Isn't that something you want? Can you imagine what it would be like to realize that peace of God that surpasses all understanding, not just in eternity, but also in time? Burdens are lifted at Calvary. If you're weak and heavy laden, come to Him. And won't you do it now as we stand and sing?